I've destroyed cars before. I've destroyed million-dollar cars before. Absolutely finished. Throw them in the bin.
And what was your name?
Sam.
What do you think about the car being here and you getting to look inside it and everything?
Really cool.
Do you think you'd ever end up in one of these?
Maybe.
You should come along to the race.
Are you guys here fueling up on ethanol fuel, the E10?
It's price. Are you kidding?
Is that why you came here, or did you just see it as you drove by?
Actually, I took a wrong turn on 285. I went the wrong way. And I had to backtrack around, and I came back through, and I said, oh, I need gas. Might as well just come in. And then he ended up taking the day. I pulled him out of school for an appointment, so I said, there's a racetrack here, a race car here. Let's go check it out. We won't get home in time to get him back to school for the rest of the day.
So you guys just kind of stumbled upon this?
Stumbled upon it, yep.
What do you think of ethanol fuel?
My brother started working on, was with a company out in Denver in 1974, 75, working on ethanol. So we've known about it since then.
When we drive.
And how do you think it's playing into, you know, the environment and just our economy?
Well, I think they should have been doing this years ago. I think it's ridiculous that there are ways, other ways of getting a car ignited and moving other than just with gasoline. So I think this is great.
So are you fueling up with E10 or E85 today?
I have no idea.
Well, you have to have a special flex fuel vehicle to use E85.
Oh, I don't have the flex fuel. No.
Would you consider purchasing that if you were to get a new car?
Okay, my husband has a...
It stops the wheels from spinning.
A hybrid now.
So it's...
And if they had... I mean, we've got a minivan, but if they could get a van with either alternative fuels or with... as a hybrid, we would buy it in a heartbeat.
Which is 40 miles an hour speed limit. So we're not allowed to go any faster than that, or they give us a penalty. So then when I hit that button and I'm in first gear, I can go on the power and the electronics stop me going any faster. So the engine sounds like pa 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 pa. I can't go any faster than 40 miles an hour. So when I'm leaving the pit, I hit it again, switch it off, and then I can go fast again.
And then roll...
What's radio.
That? Oh, so that's
so I can
case,
talk to the pits.
But why would you need to talk to the pits?
Because I need to know things that are going on. So if the safety car is coming out because there's a crash on the track, they'll come on the radio to me and say, okay, safety car's coming out. Or they might say there's a crash, be careful at turn one or turn two, and I have to look for these things.
And then they'll tell him he's in first place, keep going.
Yeah. And if they think I'm doing a good job, they'll say, good job. And if they think I'm doing a bad job, they'll say, drive faster.
Uh-huh.
That's like your coach.
How fast do you have to go when you're, when you have to, how fast do you have to go when the, car is leading the people that,
during the race?
Yeah, and someone crashed.
Well, if the safety cars come out, that's the reason for him coming out is to slow us down. So he'll drive, I don't know, maybe 60 miles an hour around the track. And so we'll have to go behind him and we can't overtake him. And it's so that the marshals and everything can clear up the mess that's happened from the crash. And then when he pulls in, we can drive flat out again.
Is it dangerous to drive with this car, kind of car?
No, it's... Everything's dangerous in life.
I know.
There's some risks, but generally speaking, I've driven race cars a long time, and yeah, things go wrong. Sometimes problems happen with the car, and I spin or I go and I crash. But as I said, it's very strong.
Can you stop if you're about to crash or something? Or will it not? Will the car not let you?
Most of the time, yeah. Most of the time, you can stop in time. But sometimes, if it's a very fast corner and you're going through the corner at like 110 miles an hour, and you make a mistake or something happens, then you have no time to stop and you hit the wall. But as I said, it's really strong. So
this isn't glass. This is plastic.
Yeah. Again, it's lighter than glass.
Oh, so it's like...
Everything's designed to be as light as possible.
Oh.
And the door is carbon fiber. So the normal doors are like steel or aluminium.
Oh, so that's why, I mean, like, what's that red tube sticking out?
That's for the air, to keep me cool. It's just an air duct.
Oh, so it's supposed to look like this. It is broken or anything.
No, this is how it looks. This is, it's not supposed to look good on the inside. It's supposed to look good on the outside.
Questions.
You have got a lot of questions.
He'll keep you here all day long.
That's good.
Wow. I know, he's a very curious kid.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Sam.